in a vast abandoned library on the borders of civilization. Matthew and Eric find themselves trapped and lost with little hope of escape, surrounded by nothing but the esoteric books of definitely real authors. They resolve to do all that they can do. Read. This is Lost in Narration.
Hey, Matthew.
Hey.
Why do you sound like you're deflating?
Well, I've been a balloon.
How so?
What if I mean, this is probably just outside the realms of possibility. But what if I, like, revealed to you now, after 39 episodes, that I'd been a balloon the whole time?
I wouldn't believe you, because that's not a thing that people can be.
Well, I don't know. I mean, are we sure about that? Like,
I'm sure.
Historically, you know how long humans have been around, right?
How long?
Billions and billions of years. So
I don't think that's right.
Yeah.
I don't think that's right at all.
Billions of years before the dinosaurs and stuff.
Before the dinosaurs.
If we weren't here before the dinosaurs, who was feeding them? Tell me, who was feeding them?
They're eating, like, other dinosaurs. They're eating other animals.
Oh.
Plants, even.
Eat plants? I can fathom. I mean, I don't know how they fucking made farms. Like, if we didn't have farms, we'd be, what? Well, we were just picking from fucking trees. We'd be fucked.
Speak up.
Without,
say what you're trying to say.
We'd be fucked without farms. But, I look at dinosaurs and I see a friendly face. Like, I see a friendly figure. I don't think dinosaurs
were...
When are
you looking at dinosaurs?
I don't think dinosaurs were eating other dinosaurs. I think we were feeding them.
When are
them.
You looking at dinosaurs?
Well, I have my daily hour.
What do you mean?
I have my daily dino hour where I dine out and I look at images of dinosaurs.
Are you okay? What's happening to you
right? I go on iStock.com and I Googled...
What's that?
I Googled... It's like a stock image website.
Oh, got
and
it.
I
okay.
Search...
Thought it was something else.
It's my go-to for images of dinosaurs. And I search dinosaur
images. Yeah,
I thought
you were trying to dox people.
Yeah, well, oh, iStock. I see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
That would mean a funnier bit. Anyway, no, so it's essentially the most reliable platform that I know of to see pictures
right.
of dinosaurs. I search dinosaurs, I get all the little thumbnails of the images. You have to pay like $2 a piece to see them in full. So obviously it's just not really affordable. I would love if it was, but you know, with the way things
can I
are
ask you
going,
a question?
Yeah.
How much have you spent on iStock.com?
Listen, as I said, most of the time I'm happy with the thumbnails, but now and then,
right.
Now and then I'll see a pterodactyl. Have you ever seen a pterodactyl?
Yeah.
They can, you know,
in books,
you know,
usually,
yeah,
or in a library,
you know, you know, birds.
Right.
So picture that, but then it's like green,
right.
And it has scales, and it still has feathers. We know now. We know now that it still has feathers, so it's nothing to be afraid of. It's a bird. Come on. It's nothing to be afraid of.
You know that we're in a library and that we have like picture books of dinosaurs here. Like you're aware of that.
Most, and I hate to talk down to the library because I do appreciate libraries and I think we should support them, but most of the books in this library are just insane ramblings with characters called like Marvin Mash and stuff like that, and like
right, yeah, they're all pretty bad.
Glubby wub job, like I don't think there's gonna be any
job.
Dinosaur glubby, yeah, with a job at the end. I don't think there's gonna be any pictures of dinosaurs in these books.
Well, okay, I have, like, we could do something new, if you want.
Yeah, on you go.
Let's read, like, a historical nonfiction book.
Oh. Fuck. Yeah. And I guess in the grand scheme of things, dinosaurs were present for most of history. So there's a decent chance that this book will be flooded with dinosaurs.
You don't know information about dinosaurs, but you know... pictures of them, I guess.
They'll be bursting from the page.
You're not listening to me.
Most of them looked basically like humans. People don't...
You're thinking of humans, yeah.
Oh, with the like, the flesh?
With the flesh.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking of humans.
The skin.
All right, speaking of skin, let's read a book. All right. Paper. Sorry, I was thinking of paper.
Thinking what?
I was thinking of paper. I said skin, but I was thinking of paper.
Got it. Yeah, you're dumb. Anyways, what's the book called?
It's called Tour Guide. The year is 1315. The pride of the Hollywood Hills, Edinburgh Castle, stands firm against an ambush from its attackers. Martin Riggs takes a glug of his Heineken Silver.
Man, this Heineken Silver really goes well with war.
God, tell me where you get those. It's 1315.
Exactly. We have more beer than water.
Ready Pret sighs, gazing down at his as-of-yet unbloodied sword. Most of the Scots army have bloodied theirs by now, but he's not sure if that blood's going to come out. These are stainless steel, right? Martin and Ready Pret have been hiding under the floorstones since they heard their foes approaching. They've been giving no warning of the impending attack, which, in Ready Pret's eyes, wasn't very sportsmanlike. Above them, their friends perish loudly, sensually.
Is that good?
You're dying, but you're kind of okay with it. You're dying, but you like where's this going?
God, you'd think they'd die a little quieter. It's really putting me off my Heineken Silver. In stores now.
Don't you feel a little guilty that our friends are out there getting slaughtered while we're down here hanging out?
I don't feel guilty. I've killed more of the LA Lakers army than most of our men combined. I deserve a little hang. You, on the other hand.
I know. I'm getting to it.
Seriously, we've been at war for 26 years and you're yet to kill a single Laker.
In my defense, I wasn't alive for most of those years.
Neither was Chris Pratt. Neither was Chris Pratt. Doesn't mean I don't despise his ass. You've killed no one. At what point do they fire you?
I don't think you really get fired from war.
No, I mean at what point do they fire you? From a cannon?
Fuck, is that procedure?
Didn't you read your contract, man?
It was written in blood! On a rock!
Probation period is 3 months, but they have quite the backlog since for some reason they insist on doing probationary reviews even if you're dead? So those ones take really long. Most of them pass, but you won't. So you better get some killing done soon or you're up and a dead.
You know, you don't sound very Scottish today.
I'm trying something. Maybe you should try something too.
I do feel useless around here.
Aw, don't get too down on yourself. It's natural to feel useless when you are.
They hear another death scream. It lasts 7 seconds. The longest 7 seconds of your death!
Milking it.
I'm not useless. I'm just not fulfilling or not expected to achieve the intended purpose or desired outcome.
Dictionary definition of useless. Verbatim, probably. Did you read that from somewhere?
I know all the best places to cower and hide. You'd have never found this spot if it wasn't for me.
You know all the best places to hide because your dad designed the castle. That has almost nothing to do with you.
I took a keen interest.
You glanced at a blueprint, or black and white print? Do we have colors yet?
I know the ins and outs of this castle like I know the back of my head. Surely that counts for something.
How well do you know the back of your head?
The feel of it, I said. Ready Pret reaches his hands back behind his head and runs them across his scalp.
Awful. I guess when the war's finally over, maybe you could be a tour guide.
Of the back of my head?
Of the castle.
Oh, and what's it? Tour guide?
I mean, not a tour guide specifically. I don't think we have that phrase yet, but, you know, someone who shows people around.
I'd never considered that.
Really? I figure one day that'll probably be all this castle's good for. Tours.
Oh, God. You think? No, all this fighting year after year, all for tacky, boring tours?
Souvenir shop and everything, yeah. But I'm probably wrong. My last prediction for the future was way off.
That Hillary would win the election?
Right. Way off.
Yeah. It's 1315, man.
We'll get him next time.
She won't be born for, like, several centuries.
I get it!
I'd be a great tour guide, though. It's kind of been my dream ever since you brought up the meaning of the phrase.
Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to give up on your dream? That's not what your father would have done.
My father sold me to the highest bidder when I was 12.
Right, like he always dreamed.
Well, I was born in the wrong generation. It's not like I can give him any tours amidst all this bloodshed.
Why not?
What?
I mean, why can't you just give tours now?
Well, I haven't prepared. I don't even have any notes. And the bloodshed?
No one gives a shit about the fine details. You can improvise.
Okay. And the bloodshed part, which is a little more pressing?
Just don't get blood on your sleeves. No one's going to respect you if you get blood on your sleeves.
Fuck it. I guess I could give it a go. It's my calling, after all. Ready Pratt takes a deep breath and walks over to the ceiling, which is also the floor. There was probably an easier way to put that.
Wait, are you serious?
Huh?
I was being entirely sarcastic.
The whole time?
Were you actually going to try to give tours during war?
You were being so encouraging. You sounded just like my father. Although, come to think of it, my father was only encouraging right before he sold me to the highest bidder, so he was probably being sarcastic too.
You can't give tours during war.
Right, of course. It's just that I've really sort of got my heart set on it now, the tours during war.
You'll be immediately slaughtered.
I'm gonna do the tours.
I can't express enough how immediately you'll be slaughtered.
I'm doing them. And I won't get slaughtered, not if you're my tourist.
You're asking me to follow you around the castle mid-battle while you witter on about fun historical facts?
I don't remember saying fun.
God, fine.
Really? Why? Why would you agree to this? Are you okay, Matt?
Well, obviously I'll need to protect your ass up there, so I'll still be slaying Lakers. Tell you the truth, I'm just a few bodies away from a promotion.
A promotion to what?
War associate?
I'd love that for you, Matt.
Let's get this show on the go.
They emerge from the castle floor, and Ready Prey is immediately met with an LA Laker storming towards him, with his sword raised and white-hot rage in his eyes. Damn, what's going on, big guy? Are you mad at me? The Laker brings his sword down hard and fast, and it meets Martin's sword with a clang. Dumbstruck, the Laker curses some obscure American obscenity. Crackers, if you're wondering. Martin takes his chance. He grabs the Laker by the throat and slams his head against the brick wall, repeatedly, before finishing him off with a quick flick of his sword. Ready Pratt stares down at his deceased assailant. That was unnecessary.
Are you kidding me?
Alright, let's get started. I suppose while we're here, I might as well tell you a little bit the Great Hall. Martin fends off another attack. It's just as bloody as the last.
It's the entire reason we're here right now. So yeah, tell me about the Great Hall.
Ah, the Great Hall. And how great she hall. God, where should I even begin?
If you could hurry this along, that'd be great.
You know, around the year 1290, this was quite the party spot. Martin, now locked in a chokehold by one of the Lakers, stomps on their foot with his heel. They squeal, and Martin thrusts his head backwards into their face. The Laker's nose explodes, blood soaking the hair on Martin's head.
This toupee was a fucking rental! Quite the party spot, you said?
Fuck yeah, they got into some nasty shit in here, actually. The orgy of the century, one night. Everyone was there, from all over the world, actually. Those folks had to leave for it several years in advance, obviously, because no air travel. Martin, panting, slices the Laker's throat with a sword. They gargle a cry as they tumble to the stone. So graphic and long.
They had an orgy in the Great Hall?
A fleshy evening for all. Sometimes, in the dead of night, you can still smell it. Hell, Queen Elizabeth even stopped by.
Queen Elizabeth II? She was still queen back then?
Always, brother. Now, on our left, we have the Scottish National War Memorial. Seems a little preemptive, but what do I know? And right over there is where they found Braveheart. They continue through the castle. Other members of the Scottish army look on at the Turin process, utterly baffled. But then they're sliced in half, and suddenly seeing a tour of the castle mid-battle doesn't seem like such a big deal no more. Here we are in the royal palace. This is the toilet. Would you like to go to the toilet?
I don't see any toilets in here.
It's 1315, Martin. You want to shit on the floor or you want to continue with the tour?
Why is it called the royal palace if it's just for shitting on the floor?
It's cheeky.
It's a room knee-high in human shit.
Moving on to the dog cemetery. Care to guess what this is for?
Dead dogs.
Could you let me do my thing here?
You asked me to guess.
It's just, last time I checked, I was the tour guide. And you know what, Mr. Smart Guy? You're not even right. Okay, this cemetery is for all pets. I mean, it's mostly for dogs, but you think they're going to turn away a rat? You think they're going to turn away someone's dead pet rat? It's dead, for Christ's sakes. Or do you only care about pet rats' rights when they're a fetus?
So I was almost entirely correct. Spare the odd dead rat.
Reddy Pet nods, smiling, staring off at the pet gravestones. It's almost entirely rats.
Then they should rename it.
Tell you the truth, sometimes I wonder if they're even dead.
What?
Sometimes I hear noises. Moving on! A laker takes a swing at Martin. He ducks just in time for the sword to miss his head, but catches Toupee. It sails off Martin's head to the ground, slightly ruffled. Martin drops to his knees, staring down at the toupee.
No. No, God. No. Oh, you've done it this time, Lakers. You've done it this time. Jesus Christ. What have I done?
Martin springs up, too fast for the Laker to react. He grabs him by the hair, which, to Martin's envy, is real. With his other hand, he shoves the Laker hard against a stone wall. And with the hand in their hair, he pulls. He pulls and he pulls and he pulls. Both he and the Laker screaming milk-curdling screams, until finally, after several minutes of this, the Laker's head comes free, bursting from their torso like a worm from an apple. Martin drops the head at his feet, wiping blood from his face. Are you bald?
Is the tour finished yet?
We're nearly there.
It's just I've killed 23 people since you started and it's only been like 4 pages.
23? Really? Damn. Damn, I guess I got lost in the tour of all. But I thought you didn't mind all the killing.
Right, but 23.
Didn't take you for a quitter, is all. And if you're a quitter, you may as well be a pervert. Are you a pervert, Martin?
No, I'm not a pervert.
Besides, you must be close to your promotion by now. In fact, is that... George Washington approaches.
Yoni, I...
Holy shit, it's our commanding officer, George Washington.
I warn that.
Stop, sir. I'm gonna tear up.
Yes, I may even, you know, whacking him. We see that, I can, and we got the war going, you know?
Fuck yes. Oh, lay it on me, daddy.
So if, and we're at that point, we're looking for, you know, the war, someone to fucking do the war and that, you keen, eh?
I accept, sir. Gladly.
Wait, why is George Washington our commanding officer?
Aren't you going to congratulate me? He just promoted me to war associate.
I had no fucking idea what kind of shit he was saying to us.
He's trying something.
A Scot walks past, covered in the blood of many a Laker.
Maybe you should try something too.
That accent? He's a Laker.
Really? I was going for Connecticut casual.
The Scot raises his halberd and plunges it into Martin's chest. Martin drops to the ground and the halberd is yanked out, leaving a gaping hole in Martin's torso.
Yo. Yo, why'd you do that? I saved your life, man.
Martin gazes up at the two of them, coughing blood.
He's a Scot.
What? Then why was he talking with that accent? Obviously reckless, right?
I was... trying something. Maybe you.
Maybe I should try something too, right? You were just saying that when I got here. I don't even really know what it means. No, a listener then, huh?
Don't act like it's a reference to something and that's why I don't understand it. I don't understand it because it's a bad line.
Well, it's his catchphrase. It's bad.
God, have some decorum.
D-E-C-O-R-U-M. Find out what it means to them. To who? He's dead. They looked down at Martin. He's dead. You know, I'm a little pesty, called Martin. He was my ride home, piggyback. And he didn't even get to tell me how much he enjoyed my tour. Martin splutters back to life for a second.
It was fine.
His eyes roll back in his head. Now, he is dead. Okay. Out of 10, no? Martin splutters back to life for a second.
I'm giving this one a 6 out of 10, closer to a 5 than a 7. That might change when I rewatch, but for now it's a 6.
His eyes roll back in his head. This time, he is dead. And just like that, he died a hero. What? How? And know this. He will be remembered. He wasn't. Happy holidays, everybody.
So, question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think any of that was a true story?
Yeah, because we were hoping for non-fiction,
right? Apparently. It was in the non-fiction section, yeah.
I mean, obviously there were parts that were historically accurate, like the Edinburgh Castle being the Hollywood Hills and the Scottish right. Army fighting the LA Lakers.
Right. All true, yeah.
And I guess, like, everything else, I can't, what are you getting at when you say there was an inconsistent, inaccuracy?
It's just, there's a lot of parts. It was like Hillary winning the election.
She didn't win the election. So that
right, yeah, but that was not in 1315. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he could have predicted that for the future, but then
you're like not talking okay lately, and it's kind of scaring me. Like, are you in mid? Are you like mid stroke right now? Just
I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I think I'm giving birth right now.
Okay, you think you're giving birth? Okay, never mind then. Never mind. I don't care anymore.
You don't care. I'm gonna be
a dad. I don't care.
If I had a son, what would you name it?
If you had a son, what would I name it?
Yeah.
Something like Manston.
That's, I'm starting to regret giving you the privilege of
naming. Well, ask me how to spell it. Ask me how to spell it.
How do you spell it?
Manstund.
So there's a silent D in the name.
Silent D, yeah.
No name, and here's a hot take. No sure. name with a silent D has ever been good. No one whose name has a Django. Silent D has ever got laid. Oh, all right. Who was Django and Django?
Jamie Foxx.
Leonardo DiCaprio. He.
No, that's not laid. His name. That's not his name.
You know, in that movie, he actually cut his hand on glass, and instead of saying, you know, cut, and getting them to bandage it, he fully bled out and died.
Jesus. It's really dark. It's really
like
dark.
If people don't know the actual story behind that, they're gonna be like, what is the joke there?
No one's gonna listen this far into the episode. It's fine. This is why we do it. Also, it's gonna be a short one today. It's only 39 minutes.
I love it.
People have been clamoring for shorter episodes, so yeah.
No one's gonna listen this far, and we're so confident in that your last beef of the week, not to give you the nod or anything, but your last beef of the week was Sav for being gay,
right? Yeah.
And the reason we know no one listened is because we haven't.
No one was offended.
Yeah, we haven't been canceled yet. We haven't had any angry emails.
Well, here's a beef for the frickin' weeks.
Oh, here it comes.
Don't say it into your glass of water. Okay, here's the beef of the week. Yeah, that's right. It's Kami. Kami Hilfiger hasn't been around this weekend, and I've been sad about it.
Honestly, I'm surprised Kami hasn't taken the fall before.
He also doesn't listen to the podcast, so that's why I haven't done it.
Yeah.
So, like, he doesn't care about me. Yeah. I don't know who else listens. I kind of, I went through the track list and that's it. So, yeah, Kami sucks. He's Swedish or whatever. I don't know. No, I don't need or a reason. Whatever. I mean, I don't need a reason.
One of the few things I know for sure about Komi is that he's Swedish. You don't have to.
Well, I don't need a reason, is what I'm saying.
Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess
doesn't matter. Fair.
But just to confirm, your beef isn't with the communist agenda.
No, I love the commies. I just hate Komi. You know?
We're actually a communist podcast, and we're funded by
Big Red.
We're funded by Big Red.
Yeah.
Marvel.
You know, Matthew, it's been a good episode. How about we thank some Patreon members?
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. I would absolutely adore that.
Don't get so excited about it.
Yeah, on you go, you can start.
All right. This one here is from...
You have one's prepared?
Huh? No.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Of course not. Of course I don't. Oh. I didn't have the other ones prepared.
Did you actually know? I figured.
No, I was doing it all off the head.
Oh, that was terrific.
All right, here's one. This one comes from Naturally Flavored Cranberry Lime. Contains no juice.
So it's like a drink.
Yeah, it's like the back of a sparkling water can, yeah.
LaCroix? Or?
No, it's a Kroger flavored, if I had to guess. Kroger brand, if I had to guess.
Kroger favorite.
Who's your patron, man?
I have a... this says... Home Bargains Sparkling Water. And then it says... Home Bargains flavored?
Nice. Okay, cool. So they're like friends, probably. They like mash up their names.
They teamed up on that one.
This one comes from... Ah-ha-ha!
Just like a laughing...
Yeah, it was kind of scary.
Someone's laughing into their Patreon. Like, and right. I don't even remember what happens when you sign up to Patreon. So, and here's a question.
Sure.
And this is an actual question. Box for putting your name on Patreon, which apparently you can just change at all times.
Yeah.
Is that just, like, endless length? Is there a limit to that?
I think it is, because I've tried to keep going and see what happens, and it didn't stop me.
I'm pretty sure on Review one time someone's name was just the entire B movie script or something.
I think so, yeah. I think someone literally just put the entire B movie script, yeah.
You should probably have a limit.
For sure.
like if not nothing, then maybe 10,000 characters.
Yeah.
Which feels insane to say, but compared to Limitless, yeah, is short enough.
Alright, who's your next one, brother?
From Home Bargains HQ. This is your final warning. Don't mention us no more, bitch.
Jesus. Oh, so that's like a letter you got.
Yeah, they decided to... A lot of these, I mean, for most of these, it seems like just people just on the wrong site.
Yeah. A lot of them are just emails, for sure.
Yeah, a lot of them, yeah, most of them... I don't know why we attract so many... Boomers, I guess.
Speaking of emails, why don't you email us at lostinnarrationpod@gmail.com, right?
Literally, like we've had three guest scripts before, but that right. we'll obviously have a group chat with them, so they just link it in the group chat, which makes sense. I don't think we've ever had a single email from the lostinnarrationpod@gmail.com that wasn't from either of us or Span. Yeah. So
we have nothing
or Anchor. So.
No one likes us.
This is the call to action. Email us literally anything at thelostgenerationpod@gmail.com, and we will, I guess, read it out on the next episode. Actually, maybe not the next one, because it's the season finale. But in episode 42, we will read out anything that you send us on the email.
That's a really good idea.
Anything. And it can be, and you know what Sav's going to send us. You know exactly.
Sav is going to say the F slur.
She's going to send it the F slur. Yeah. Because it's her go-to.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to, we're just going to have to read it. I don't know. I mean, are you, Eric, are you comfortable with saying that?
I'm comfortable.
You're comfortable with saying it? You can say it.
I can say it.
I can't say it.
You can say it.
I could get the work done between now and then. I could build up my rights to say it. By going down to the clubs. Just implying that I'm going to just...
On the way to the club and then after. Yeah.
It's like one of those like really horrible, edgy comedies where some straight guy really wants to say the F slur. So he like fucks a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the tally?
It's really fucking offensive. All right, do you want to end it there?
I want to end it there.
All right, let's end it there.
Let's end it there.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
This has been Lost in Narration. Tune in next week to find out what the boys get into next. Though it's probably more books because of the library thing. Yeah.